Hey guys, welcome to yet another episode of the Hangout with Us podcast. That is the place for Christ, community, fellowship, and gist. Today's episode is on the community / gist spectrum. I reached out to my community to put this episode together, and I am super thankful for the response I received. But first of all, it's your favorite host, Helen Chels, and if you're here for the first time, welcome, originally to the podcast, welcome back. Also, a shout out to the wonderful Dr. Tammy of the GCC podcast. Thank you, darling, for being such an amazing person. In other news, Valentine is here. It's February 14, 2024. So happy Valentine's Day to all the single Pringles and, of course, to all the married couples as well. Today is also Ash Wednesday, so if you're Christian and Catholic, you should do it to attend Mass, do the prescribed abstinence and fasting as well. So since 2021, I have done a Valentine's Day episode, and this year is no different, despite life hitting us from different angles. So the theme of this episode is Dear Loved One. I got 14 entries and I had the most wonderful experience curating these 14 letters, and it had me blushing for days. I was telling my friend Anli that I think we should get married the very next day so that we could each have our own letters to write. So when you listen to this letter, it is a testament to the thoughtfulness and time and love that went into writing them. So dear loved one, when you listen to this, know that you are loved. So guys, enough of this intro, let's settle in, listen, and I hope that your time here is well spent. And you can pick one or two lessons. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or any of your favorite listening platforms. Just search for Hangout with Chels. Please get your wine, water, juice, tea, anything, chocolate, all the Valentine goodies you got. Get something to drink. Get your earplugs and listen. Entry one. Dear Gabby, my not-so-romantic self has finally found the moment amidst the bustle of everyday living to celebrate, appreciate, and reaffirm my love for you. While I understand that every day should feel like Valentine's Day for us, I have come to realize that you appreciate more explicit expressions of my feelings. So here I am, assuring you once again of my deep love for you. I'm not afraid of the occasional lovers' quarrels and arguments because they bring us closer. And after all is said and done, we find joy in cuddling and sharing nicer moments, thereby gaining a deeper understanding of each other. Being a lifelong learner, I am committed to continually discovering ways to love you better with each passing day. Thank you for everything you do. Your efforts do not go unnoticed. I cherish you deeply. Love, Ebuka. Entry 2. Hello, husband. So it's been 1 year, 5 months, 23 hours, and 2 minutes since we've been married. And it's been a very exciting year. It still feels surreal that you're my husband and I'm your wife and that we have a son. It feels like yesterday when you asked me to be your girlfriend. I remember particularly where, how, and what you said, what you were wearing, what I was wearing, and that it was late in the afternoon. But this would have been a hallmark moment if only I just remembered the exact time. Oh well. It's been a hallmark moment so far. And not in the pretentious lady leaves her big city job and falls for a fanboy type of thing, or one in which the lady realizes she shouldn't dream too big and be okay with where she is because love is all that matters. Nope, that's not what this is about. You are my biggest cheerleader, my biggest support, And I know it's cliche to say you believe in me even when I don't believe in myself, but that's just the entire truth. You know exactly what I can do. You know exactly what my strengths are. You know when I'm having anxious moments. And you know when it's just nerves, because you know and believe that I can do it. And in all the support you give me, you also let me know what not to do. You're very big on timing. You let me understand why a particular thing must wait, because if I do it prematurely, it loses all elements of purpose. You let me understand that when something doesn't happen when I want it, it doesn't mean it's never going to happen. It doesn't mean it wasn't supposed to happen. It doesn't mean I was never meant to happen, never meant to have it. You taught me that setbacks are necessary, as it is life giving me more time to perfect my ideas. You have taught me confidence through the faith you have in me. Seeing how much you want me to succeed makes me understand that the sky is really just my starting point. I know I can do all things through Christ, and with you by my side, it is the only thing I want. It is 3:45 a.m. and I'm sitting at my desk writing this, knowing you will be up in about 3 hours or less, and it will be Valentine's Day. But as usual, I'll still be asleep because I'm not a morning person, and you are. Which is why I wanted you to get this when I was still in bed, because I knew I'm not going to be up till later in the day. And by the time you're reading / listening to this, you would have guessed I was up all night working, which you don't really like, but by now you understand how nocturnal I am. And to think that we struggled with this thing the first month after the wedding. It is something we had discussed while dating, but nothing prepared me for the burst of energy you had every morning. And you couldn't understand why I was sleeping so early when I was supposed to be up working. I would be up for a few minutes to 9 a.m. and get ready for my work day, have meetings if any, then be back to bed at 11 a.m. to have a few more hours of sleep. And then at midnight, I'll be up working to 4 a.m. Like I said, we had discussed this while dating, and you would always call me nocturnal babe. But it really puzzled me why you suddenly had a problem with it. So many times you tried to get me to go to bed. So many times you lectured me on the dangers of not having enough sleep. And that puzzled me because I told you I work better at night. It's quiet, peaceful, and the perfect time for me and my ideas to align. Now our first official argument was brewing. At that moment, it really dawned on me that this would be the first of many. But it was something you told me the night before our wedding to stop me from getting in my feelings. You said we were bound to have arguments. We were bound to have misunderstanding. But it was you and I against everyone else, and not you against me or me against you. So rather than be upset, I let my armor down, and I realized it wasn't anything to be upset about, and instead found the humor in it. So one Friday evening, settling in to watch Apple TV's Ted Lasso, you once again brought up me not being able to be given the breakfast and bed treatment because I'm always up by lunch. And I said your snoring always drove me to work instead of sleep. And I knew I got you. You looked at me surprised, clapped your hands and said, "Nice one, nice one." And you laughed about it, and you never brought it up again. We've had good times. We've had really good times. And we've had bad ones as well. But I know that we would come out on top of everything, better for it. We've had adventures, and you've seen how scared I can get. You also know by now that I'm a very ugly crier. And boy, do I remember the first and only time I saw you cry. It was 4 months into a relationship, and I just lost a scholarship to my dream school in Scotland. That was my only way of attending at that time. And now all hope was lost. He came into the room, saw me fiddling with my phone, holding back tears. And he knelt beside me, and I started crying. I used to cry too. I always burst out laughing because it was so unexpected. It was at that moment I knew I was going to marry you. It confirmed how much I loved you and how safe I felt with you. We just cried for a few long minutes, hugged for some more. You prayed for me and that was it. Loving you is easy because I know that you love me and you have my back. We have a son now, a mini you with a sprinkle of me. And I'm so grateful to God for this moment in our lives. And I won't trade it for anything. Here is to many more loving moments and everyday Valentine's. Happy Valentine's Day, Ogbeni. I love you 3,000. Love, M. Entry 3. Olam. Since we made the commitment to do life together forever on that unforgettable December day, you have been nothing short of amazing. Every moment with you reminds me of the abundance of love and happiness you bring into my life. You continuously inspire me in the way you are dedicated to making our life together blissful. Moreover, you embrace life with a contagious zest and excitement that makes every day with you brighter than the last one. Yet, if I were to choose my favorite thing about you, it would undoubtedly be your mind, your intellect, your unique perspective on life, how you solve problems, and your rugged, let's do it spirit. These qualities, among countless others, are why I fell in love with you and why I continue to fall even deeper. Knowing the incredible woman you are, I am proud to say that I chose the best mother for our children. You have surpassed every dream I ever had about you. You, my wife, have set an even higher standard for love and companionship. With every beat of my heart, I vow to love you, cherish you, and show you just how much I adore you. You're my everything, and I promise to spend every day making sure you feel as loved and appreciated as you make me feel every single day. Today, I renew my original promise to you. No one will work harder in making you happy than I will. Forever yours, OM. Entry 4. Hey, my sweet love, the one who has given me lots of reasons to smile, whose happiness brings me great joy, my gist partner, special advisor, my business director, my motivation, my better half who completes my very being. I love you, Christopher Timothy Madabuchuku. You've always asked me why I love you and why I've refused to let go, even when times were tough or when we disagree. That's because you're also holding on to me. For some, it might sound weird, but I love the way we love each other. The way we learn to let go of our weaknesses. The way we don't keep pointing out our faults. The way we learn and grow together, the way we disagree to agree. I love it when I see your efforts in ensuring I'm not sad even while acting tough. It's so cute. It's been 2 years and counting, babe. And whoever said there's a perfect relationship lies. But what I love most about you is your willingness to admit when you're wrong. It is truly what makes me feel comfortable around you. The peace that surrounds you, the wisdom you possess, the maturity in every word you speak, the way you're not quick to speak because you don't want to say the wrong things shows that you are an amazing person and I made the right choice. Babe, we've seen hard times. Guy, we've had lots of times we didn't know what step to take. But guess what? We're still here together, wanting the best for each other. You, my boo, are an exceptional cook, the best I've ever known. Your selflessness in the kitchen is something that needs to be studied. You know, when they say these things are what a woman should be doing. Nah, it's not for you. You'll gladly prepare meals and tease me all day for enjoying the meals. Thank you, Momsy, for teaching you how to cook. I see the way you get excited when you do something nice for me. I have no regrets knowing you and loving and being with you. None, my darling. I pray to God every day to continue blessing us with the grace to understand and love each other better. And I hope and I pray we get to celebrate many more years to come as one, because with you is where I'd rather be. I want no one else but you. Obim, Otom, Unyinkem, Ezibom, my one true love. I love you always and forever, Ishiaki. Love, Mercy, Chiamaka. Entry 5, dear baby boy. Loving you has been a beautiful reminder of what really matters to me in the world. Ours is the most beautiful and cherished relationship in my life. The way you support and look out for me makes me feel incredibly special and valued. I love you much more than I can put into words. You make me smile even on my worst days, and you make me happier than I've ever been on the best days. As I celebrate this day of love, it is my desire that always you feel as loved as you make me feel. Happy Valentine's Day, babe. Your wife, Ella. Entry 6, dearest Bambina. I have thought long and hard about how best to express my feelings, but words fail me each time. So allow me to borrow a line or two to express myself today. I love you, pure and simple. It is as straightforward as that. The whole person that you are, not just those dimples I love or any single feature, just you. I love you in present tense, now and in this moment so sweet. I love you knowing that tomorrow will be just as sweet. I love you effortlessly, without complexities or pride. I love you constantly like the ebb and flow of the sea and tides. I love you without needing a reason, a time, or a season. How could I love you not? I wasn't designed for such treason. And if I ever forget anything, know this. Like an elephant, I will always remember loving you, because loving you makes me strong. With all my love, Clement. Entry 7. Oluwatosinmi, my babe, my prince charming, my love and my husband-to-be. Oh, how time flies. As I reflect on our journey together and how far we have come, I can't help but grin from ear to ear. From our days as just team members to being just partners and best of friends, that didn't last for long, dude. I would say you knew what you wanted from the start and didn't allow this beauty of a person that I am to slip away. And as for me, of course I fell in love with your sweet, loving self. Today is Valentine's Day, with just a month separating us from our walk down the aisle to say, yes, I do, to this forever journey. And you know what? I wouldn't have wanted it any other way or with any other person. So this is me reassuring you of my love for you and my promise to be a loving and supportive wife to you. Happy Valentine's Day, baby. With love, your bride-to-be, Oluwakwelumi. Entry 8, my forever Valentine. There is so much I want to tell you, but words are not sufficient to express the depth of my feelings for you. Being your wife these past few months have been an absolute blessing. You have given me comfort and security, the kind that I have yearned for all my life. With you, I feel like I'm right where I truly belong, and that feeling is something beyond compare. I don't need to proclaim the fact that I love you, for you know as well as I do that nothing else matters to me as much as you do. You've always put me first and loved me selflessly. But today I want to celebrate you and only you. I thank God every single day for creating someone as incredible as you and for granting me the privilege of spending my life by your side. Your unwavering positivity and boundless patience keeps me going even in the toughest of times. I have loved you. I love you now, and I will love you always. With all my heart, your darling wife, Jennifer Izumi. Entry 9, dear Marianne, my munchkin, Assam, Nne, Ibituru Maka, Leonweginiyo, Acharugo, Omuma Asahu, Elilebejoru. Do you remember the first day we met? Because I can't forget. It is imprinted in my memory forever. I knew it was love at first sight, and it was a love worth waiting for. Each day that passes, every word that we say to each other reminds me of that day. You may not fully know how much I love you, but I can tell you it is much more than you can fathom. Nobody has ever measured how much love the heart can hold, but I know that if someone could, they wouldn't be able to measure the love that I have for you in my heart. Be my queen, and I, your king. Love, Lotanna. Entry 10. My love, my sweet Odogun. It feels just like yesterday when our love story started, just like a joke. I remember the first day I saw you. It was at my sister's restaurant. I can never forget that fateful day. I saw you sitting down like the perfect gentleman that you are. And I was like, who is this guy? I like him. On the other hand, my sisters, who often teased me for being too kind-hearted, couldn't understand the depth of my feelings for you. Our love story started when I realized that you felt the same way towards me. And then you asked me out. And from that day, it's been a wonderful love story. You've always treated me like the queen that I am. Our relationship has blossomed into what has been a beautiful marriage. Over the years, you've not only taught me what love is, but have shown it in every word and action. Words fail to explain how much your love means to me. It's a story I struggle to tell, yet one that fills my heart with warmth and joy. Obum, my husband, my love, you will always be my number one person. I will choose to marry you again and again without hesitation. Your lovely wife, Jane. Entry 11, my heartbeat. I love you because everything in my life has been better since I met you. I like being around you because it fills me with joy. Whenever I remember that you made me become a father through the gift of our beautiful daughter, I get so excited. You make me happy in a way that no one could ever do. When you're with me, nothing else matters. All the issues become small. With you, even the worst situation gets better. I will love you till my very last breath. Love, Samuel. Entry 12. My beloved husband, the one I call my pearl, the one I call my heartthrob, the one I'm in love with, and the one I will forever be in love with. Simon Nzubechukwu Madwabuchi, you've been a very important part of my being. Our meeting at church was not love at first sight. Rather, it was a divine connection orchestrated by God. We didn't have the butterflies in our belly feelings at first, but we grew in love. We've embarked on this journey of building our lives together, growing in love each day, and trusting God to lead us to greater heights. I love you because you're so passionate about God. You're a prayer warrior and an amazing soul. Besides the love of Christ and my mother, you're the one person who truly knows, loves, and accepts me for who I am. Your dedication knows no bound. You would move mountains and break walls for me. While marriage is not a bed of roses and not without challenges, I can confidently say that I married my own. You're my sunshine, the love of my life, my heartbeat, a precious and rare gem, and you mean everything to me. I am thankful for the opportunity to celebrate you today and always because you're truly worth it. Thank you for all that you do for our family. And I pray that the Lord continues to bless and strengthen you, both physically and spiritually. Our future is bright with the promise of God. Our children will be a testament to God's faithfulness in our lives. With God's grace guiding us, we will achieve all that we have planned and more. I love you beyond words. Forever yours, Uche. Entry 13. Dear Jerry, as I write this, I'm sitting right in front of you and admiring this precious gift that God has blessed me with. Your love, unwavering even on my darkest days, speaks volumes about the depth of your character. You've shown me time and time again what it means to love a person. 1 Corinthians 13, 4-7 tells us what love is, and you've shown me nothing short of that. Lutana Dim Nzekwe, I love you. I love the way you take care of me. I love your intentionality. I love the attentive way you listen to me. You're my go-to person when I'm down, and you have just the right words to make me feel better. My fine wine. Have I told you I love the way you walk? Your charisma is to die for. A king and more. A chalugo diki. Mokoma. You make me so proud to call you my own. From the day we first met, I felt a profound sense of peace and assurance in your presence. A feeling I never knew was possible in a partner. At first, it's almost felt too good to be true. But it's been 18 months now, and everything feels right. Thank you, my love. Thank you for the lessons learned, for sharing in both my pain and my joy, for your unwavering support and guidance, and even for assuming the role of the responsible one. Thank you for accepting me with all my imperfections, for respecting and understanding me, and for the countless moments of laughter, joy, and happiness you bring into my life. And so, I will pray for you. May the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord elevate you. May He grant your heart desires. May He raise men who would stand up for you and mention your name where and where it matters. May He bless you with long life and success in all that you do. You deserve the best, and that's what you will have, my king. I love you, baby. Yours in love, Marianne. Entry 14. Happy Valentine's Day to the best husband ever. Thank you for making my world such an awesome place. There are thousands of reasons why I love you, too numerous to explain. But most importantly, I love your cheerfulness and kind heart. And as we celebrate our 1-year anniversary today, making it 2 beautiful years of us being together, I am overwhelmed with love for you and reminded why I chose you, my dear. Your presence in my life brings me joy, and I pray for God's abundant grace, blessings, and endless love. Happy anniversary, darling. I love you so much, baby. Your wife, Oluchi. Guys! If you got to the end by now, you know that you are the real deal. Guys, I was literally smiling all through the episode. And can you imagine the people who get to actually listen to this? I hope that this letter show you that love is real and sweet. And that Abba will give you a love worth waiting for. And that marriage is such a beautiful vocation. I'd like to know what letters you love the most. And I hope that you have a wonderful Valentine's celebration. I hope that you have a spirit-filled Lenten season. And guys, point of warning, don't be overly tensioned by what you see on social media. Everything is heavily, heavily curated. I'll catch you in the next episode when I can. One thing I am going to do this year is to be a lot more consistent. I will show up. There's just so much going on, work, classes, life in general, but I will do my best. And thank you for always listening and for the feedback. I do not take any of this for granted. Until I come your way, remember that you are loved. You are loved, my darlings, by Abba, and his love makes every other love pale in comparison. Bye-bye.